the main junction coming from the Charlestown side into the village. What you have is you're coming off the main N17 into local road, and there's also the L4902 from Bunnacranna Road meets there. And the problem we're having is, and what I seen when we were out canvassing, and I know it because I'm from Curry, cars do come in at speed from the N17, and the cars coming up from the village then come out at a 90 degree bend onto the N17. So the cars that are coming across from Bunnacranna are actually crossing, you could nearly say, a main road, even though there's no right way for it. So it is an issue now. I am glad to see Sligo County Council did meet with the TAI road safety engineers, and that there is money and funding secured for it, and hopefully possible in the next 6 to 8 months the work will be carried out and the design process will be finished.
And this sounds very important to you, because it seems like a number of motions you raised there today was in relation to traffic calming or road works. And it seems like while you were out canvassing, was that a huge issue brought up to you in person?
Definitely. Look, we know the issue with N17, and to be fair, from Curry to Ballaghy into Charlestown, it is a great stretch of road, even though there is people, they are looking for, when they're turning into their junctions, we'll say, it's kind of main N17 road, so they're afraid of cars coming up from behind and hitting them. And same with coming out onto the junctions. So it's prioritising this junction in Curry, because it is one that, as I said, with me living there, I have seen a few accidents. Luckily, nothing serious, but we want to eliminate it beforehand. But if we take from Ballaghy all the way to Balnacaro, the people are taking their hands into their own knives, or into their steering wheels, as they say, because every junction coming out there, if the grass verge isn't cut back, it's seriously... you can't see out onto the road properly, and then you have to, I know the speed limit is 80 kilometres, but you still have cars travelling at more than 80 kilometres, which is, that's what the cause of the accidents is coming from, and being very blind coming out onto the road at them junctions.